Coming to the Greater Green Bay Area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much, Nina Blackwood. Good morning. Another beautiful morning downtown Green Bay, about 60 degrees out there. Yesterday was flawless. Today is going to be a little bit warm, but beautiful. Just got to love this weather.
Another good week.
Just a fantastic week.
I say that every Monday, Tuesday.
I know. We just always do, but it's the greatest summer we've ever had.
Absolutely.
And I think now that they've got a big way. Well, we can't talk to Wayne until we play his intro music.
Wait, we'll do that.
Wayne just sit there silently.
So Wayne is here, and he, of course, is our, we called him the beat reporter initially.
Right.
B-E-E-T. But what's that?
Wayne, wait, we said don't, you can't
no,
talk.
No, Wayne, you can't talk yet. This is Johnny's show. Wayne, you were here.
Jason, turn him down. Turn him off. Thank you.
You were here earlier. Didn't we all agree to be nice to John Mino? Because he kind of shared a story with us all. Back in the day, Johnny had a little temper, and we're not going to get into that. But I moved my chair a little further away from the guy, just in case. Anyway, yes, Wayne is here. We're going to talk a little bit.
I just want to apologize to you
for,
because I realized you were you and I are getting to be a little bit like a married couple in a short time. I'm in the break room, and I see that. Jim!
He's yelling at me. It's like 5:30.
Did you leave this cream out all night?
I'm like, no, man.
No, I just made some coffee. I just took it out.
I got here.
Because it'll spoil, you know.
I got here on time, so.
I apologize for being that guy in the morning.
Okay.
Yes. Did you leave the cream out?
Yeah, no.
I'm sorry about that.
But we have a kind of a healthy day today, right?
Yes.
Our first guest is going to be awesome. He's not on yet. But
it's not you, Wayne, either, because we didn't play your intro music.
It's the second fittest man in the world.
Which kind of ticks me off.
I lost out on that again. This guy's incredible, and he's our age. John.
Are we going to have our contest today that Wayne wants us to have?
No, we're not. So Tom Famry is coming on, and he's a Norbert's guy. I know him, and...
Did he have air conditioning?
I will ask him. But that dude's in great shape. But he also said, I said, well, I'd like you to come on at 6:15. And he goes, that's usually my workout time, but you know, I'll change it for you guys. And I'm like, because we had to change our workout time too to do the show.
Yes.
You know, and I told him that's what we look like we do. It's amazing how quickly it goes away.
But yes.
Anyway, this guy went down to Madison, and I think you've seen it in the paper, and he's been on some other media outlets, but pretty cool, right?
Yeah,
to be
very
in
cool.
your 60s and be
Absolutely.
The second fittest man right here from, and we'll get to talk to him a little bit about diet, eating, but I know him a little bit. I don't think he's a teetotaler, so we'll ask him. I mean, you can still be that fit and have a piece of pizza and have a beer.
Okay. Yeah,
and I want to talk to him about that, but I think it's more the dedication, the routine that he has. But anyway, he's coming out at 6:15, and then Wayne is here.
Hang on. Let's get Jason, go ahead.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the
Our beekeeper.
Buzz?
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, the top-ranked beekeeper in Suamico, Hobart, Abrams, Sobiski, Sobiski Corners, Hoffman Park, the entire west side of Brown County.
Where's Hoffman Park?
Hoffman Park, it's a little place, like if you're going to turn to go to Gillett.
Really?
Yeah.
Never
you know what Hoffman Park is?
I thought that was in Chicago.
It's got like one bar. Can you turn, Jason, you can turn him on now. Hang on.
Okay, we'll let him on.
I'm here.
All right.
Jason's in charge of when you come on. Jason, how are you doing this morning?
I'm fine.
All right. Oh, that didn't sound very fine.
Ooh. That's right.
He did not sound fine.
He's still shaking from Mino shaking his fist in the air and saying, I'm going to kill someone with my bat.
Wow.
I'm still cowering over here.
We weren't going to go to that story.
Yes,
but anyway, Wayne.
We're not going to say why he was threatening.
By the way, thank you for the nice little cucumbers.
And the
honey.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It's cucumber season, so you know I've got some recipes up on A-Frame Acres Facebook if you're wondering what to do with all those cukes.
I got to tell you something. So we got so many rabbits around our area that you can't grow anything normal, okay?
good offense.
But do rabbits eat tomato plants?
Well, yeah, they eat everything.
Okay. So I built some planter boxes so they're above, you know. So last night had the first tomatoes. And my dad grew the greatest tomatoes you'll ever see in your life. And I hated them. I just hated tomatoes. And the worst thing in the world, there are two phone calls at about 9:30 at night in the summer that I just dreaded. It'd be my dad at work. He'd be working at the mine. And he'd call me. And he'd say, hey, go pick me some night crawlers. Or go cover the tomato plants. I used to hate that because you'd have a frost warning, have to go and cover tomato plants.
Yeah.
So you get rid. But anyway, all I'm saying is, so, and I still don't like tomatoes like from a store, but homegrown tomatoes are awesome. Had my first ones last night with a BLT.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
That's good.
Isn't that, oh my goodness. Is there anything better than a BLT with a really good tomato?
And fresh lettuce. Yeah, that is really, really good. And good for you too, right, Wayne?
Oh, yeah. My dad used to walk around in the garden. He'd just go out there with a salt shaker.
I know. My dad did too. I couldn't eat a tomato that way. Can you?
No. I'm just starting to like tomatoes more. But
that's the way I am.
I didn't like tomatoes so much that all of a sudden what got me in was like Bloody Marys when I started getting older. Then that kind of got me in.
Well, tomato juice. I love tomato juice.
No.
No, you don't like tomato juice either?
Nope.
But I mean, like in the middle of the winter, buying a tomato from, you know, a store.
Yeah.
Yeah. But a homegrown like that.
Oh, it's awesome.
An entirely different taste.
Yep.
Yep.
We are having a party tonight and we'll have.
You're having another party.
I am.
About three times a week, you host party. Yeah. Wheels over there. It's like, who are we? What? Really?
Some friends coming into
Thank
town
you, Wheels.
That we haven't seen. And we're having just four couples. So eight of us over. But
And you're cooking.
Yes. I do like to cook.
You're quite the Renaissance man.
I love entertaining at my house.
We're not part of that echelon.
No, we're not.
No,
we're not.
Just, look, I
you mean Wheels are just. We're gonna have our own.
We can,
and we're just gonna talk about it. Thank you, Wheels. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. That's how we feel about you, as far as hosting all these parties, bragging about them.
I'm not bragging.
And never inviting any of us.
I was gonna tell you how I'm gonna use tomatoes. I will. You know, it slips my mind. You know what they. The garlic toast and then the
bruschetta.
Yeah, bruschetta.
Oh, I love bruschetta
that tonight.
And garlic.
I'm
do you still have his
that.
Garlic?
Yeah,
that would be phenomenal in there.
I'll use that. And then I got some. I did go. We have.
Do you grow tomatoes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We have a flower bed, so I got cilantro that we grow just on our deck.
What's cilantro?
Well, you sprinkle that on, right, Wayne?
Yeah, yeah, the cilantro.
Yeah,
I don't know what that is.
Cilantro is like a Mexican, kind of a Mexican herb type of thing.
It's
tacos.
A season. Yeah. It's a great season. Okay. Everybody uses cilantro.
I have no idea what cilantro is.
Jason, not cilantro.
Wheels, you know what cilantro is?
He's busy.
He doesn't want to talk. Right. He's on the phone.
He's on the phone.
We got our guests coming on. Okay. We got a lot of guests coming on today. We're going to have a good show.
We have great guests coming on. And then I think we could talk about this week. We have a lot of great guests,
yeah.
Right? I mean,
but you know, something we got to talk. We don't have time to talk about it now. But I just saw the announcement about who the Packers are having for Stone Temple Pilots.
Aren't
they from like the mid '90s, kind of rockish?
Sounds familiar.
I don't know anything about them.
I'm music illiterate, so I wouldn't.
Jason, right. You got our guy. Intro.
All right. We've had a lot of great guests on the last couple months, and as much as John and I, you would never know by looking at us, we are interested and concerned about health in our community, right? I mean, we've had Wayne on once in a while to talk about organic food. We promote farmers markets. We promote exercise. But here's a living example. This guy who, a Norbert's guy, so I want to give a plug for that, went to school. I've known him for years. Tom Famray entered the CrossFit competition and last weekend, I think, went down to Madison to compete and is the second healthiest man in the world through the CrossFit promotion for age 60 to 64.
I used to do CrossFit.
You're right.
I did for a month.
Tom is our guest, and we're going to focus on him for the next 15 minutes. Tom, like, congratulations. That's unbelievable. Not really because I've known you, but that's amazing what you've done. And last night, just talk about a good luck charm. He threw out the first pitch at the Brewers game.
That's unbelievable.
So
that's phenomenal.
That was his another recognition. Tom, how are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks, Jim. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah. So tell us about your road to becoming the second healthiest man in the world.
Well, it started 9 years ago, 2014. I had lunch with a customer of mine, I'm a commercial banker.
Right.
And one of my customers and I had lunch, and she was looking very fit. And I had just got done with probably a decade of running marathons, and I, you know, achieved the goals I wanted to achieve running.
Join the club.
Was looking, and was looking for something different.
Tam, I just want to say that you were running marathons. John was watching marathons.
I covered them.
Okay, yeah,
exactly,
covered them. Yeah. All right, go ahead. So you're talking to this very fit client, and after running marathons. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and you know, I just mentioned that, hey, I'm looking for something, a new challenge, you know, something fun to do, and she said, well, you should try this CrossFit thing. I had heard about it. My sons had been into it and watching it, and so I walked into CrossFit Green Bay here in September, like I said, in 2014, and I was very intimidated. You know, as they say, the old cliche is, you know, the toughest thing you can do is walk through the front door. And very nervous, very scared, intimidated, but I shouldn't have been, because my message today is really, like you said earlier, Jim, you know, being healthy is a really good thing, and it's a thing that helps you with everything in your life, happiness, et cetera. But I could tell early on that, hey, I'm pretty good at this, and I mean that in the most humble way, in that, you know, my whole life has been, you're good at this, Tom, but you're not great.
Yeah.
You're good at running, not great. You're good at football, you're not great. You're good at basketball, you're not great. You know, but this sport of CrossFit rewards being good at everything, because they test you in so many different disciplines. For example, last week at the CrossFit Games in Madison, you know, I had to run a 5K. Against my competition. That was one of the tests. Another test was Olympic lifts. I had to, you know, it was your max snatch and your max clean and jerk. And then many other things that just kind of test your overall fitness.
Yeah.
And you don't know what these workouts are until you get there.
All right, Tom, the civic media, they make us take certain breaks. We got to pay some bills. But look, I want to continue this. You got to stick around. I want to talk about the I want to hear more about this. This is great stuff, and I think
you never
asked
me about my CrossFit
experience. It's crossbow.
Tom, I was really good at burpees. We'll be back.
Tom, we're gonna be right back.
I hate burpees.
I'm ready for it.
Music, wheels, nicely done.
I'm sure Tom has heard this many, many times.
Many, many times. When I did GB basketball games, every arena we'd go to throughout the nation, they'd play this before the opening tip-off or whatever. And yes, the start of the game. But I still kind of get goosebumps. How about you, Wade?
Little workout music.
What was your favorite workout song?
I don't know.
When I was when I used to work out.
Oh God! What was it?
Relax.
Was it In the Mood by Glenn Miller?
No, I had you know, everybody has their iPod. And I used to work out at Snap Fitness. Remember Snap Fitness?
Yeah.
Right. And I actually had some people, I think you should turn that down. Because I was doing one song by Eminem and Snoop Dogg. It was, there she is, shaking and on the floor, bumping
right.
And
well, you remember the disc Walkmans where you had a disc guy?
Yeah, absolutely. Those right. things never worked. They right. never worked.
Wait, that's painfully obvious. It never worked.
Dad is like, hey, you kids, quiet down.
We have a very important guest on the line, and this is the second fittest man in the world. I'm sitting next to two other people who are not.
Hey, you saw that picture of Wayne.
No, Wayne was.
When he was a bodybuilder.
Back to Tom. So Tom Famre, in 2014, was a marathon runner. Was always in pretty good shape, and wanted something a little bit more challenged. That was in the days of ultra marathons, and he's looking for something. Met with this lady who said, you know, you ought to take a look at CrossFit, and they've got competition. He joined that, and I want to hear about your road to your I want to hear about, you know, winning the award and throwing out the first pitch. I want to get to that later, but tell us about the road from 2014 to last week.
Okay, but let me just jump in. I really did do CrossFit for a while, and I was talking to these guys, Tom, during the break. You're either all in with CrossFit or you're not in at all. There's no middle ground with that sport or whatever you want to call it, is there?
I think you're right, John. I'd like to tell you too, though, that you know the sport is for everybody. It's super scalable. So, there's crazies like me and you probably that, you know, yeah. If you're going to do something, you got to be all in, right? But then there's people that go to the gym and just want to stay fit. And, you know, the benefits of strength training, I think, are widely reported now. It helps, you know, old folks like us to be able to continue to move well into our 90s and, you know, not have to be dependent upon other people to take care of you. I mean, that's the main reason. But you're right. I mean, CrossFit is a crazy sport, a crazy fun, I tell you. But some people view it as, oh, that's too much, I'm going to get hurt. Well, you can, but you can't at anything. Right. And you have to be aware of your body
But it is kind of scalable. I mean, you're not saying not everyone has to be Tom Famry to join CrossFit.
But I couldn't. You know what? But something, Tom. But I couldn't do the rings.
John couldn't do a lot of that.
Good at burpees.
We're going to talk about Tom.
I was good at burpees.
Yep. Okay, Tom.
But I couldn't do the rings, Tom.
All right. So okay.
Yeah, the rings and the bar muscle-ups, those are all gymnastics. As you know, the sport of CrossFit is a combination of gymnastics, cardio and strength training, you know, weightlifting. The people that developed this thing took those three disciplines and they said, hey, let's make a sport out of this. And it's moving. It's testing those kinds of three disciplines. I guess. But just to continue the journey, I quickly found out, hey, I'm pretty good at this. And then, as you guys know, the CrossFit Games were in California for probably 10 years or so. And one day in 2016, they said, hey, we're going to move this thing, this international event, we're going to move it to Madison, Wisconsin, of all places. And I remember thinking, oh, that's cool. I'll be able to go down there and watch the CrossFit Games and watch some of my heroes, you know, at the time, guys like Matt Frazier and Tia Claire Toomey, you know, the Brett Favre's of the sport were going to be in our backyard, and I'll be able to watch them. And then I'll watch my peers compete down there. And so in 2017, you know, I made a road trip down there and, you know, sitting on the rails, watching these people compete. I watched my age group. At the time I was probably, 54, 55 years old. And I was watching those athletes work and be tested. And I looked at them and I said, man, you know, they're in great shape. I've got a lot of work to do, but you know what? I think I can compete with these guys.
Awesome.
And that inspired me, you know, having this 2 hours away and going to watch it. It inspired me so much that I just dedicated my life to, not my life, I mean, but I dedicated myself to getting there. And so I made it in 2018. They took 20 people in the 55 to 59 age group. And I was number 20. I just made it in. And I placed ninth at the games that year. I made it in 21 as a 59-year-old. I made it last year as a 60-year-old. And we call it aging up. When you go from one age group, 59, to 60 to 64, that's when you really got to go. That's when you have the opportunity to do your best. My goal was to get on the podium, in other words, top three.
Right.
And I did that last year. And I thought that was, you know, check the box, just like running the Boston Marathon when I was a marathoner. I was like, okay, check the box, you reach your goals, Tom. And I approached this year as, you know, I don't think I'm going to do this competition again, because it's grueling. It's a 3-4 month process. You got to kind of dedicate your life to it. Do I want to do that again? And, but CrossFit for me is like brushing my teeth in the morning. It's just become a part of my life. I don't dread it. I love it.
Well, don't you get that, what do they call that? Where you actually look forward to it, that endorphins, where you kind of look forward
endorphins.
To it. All right. So tell me, we don't want to scare people away from getting healthy. Like, are you a teetotaler? Did you give up a lot of food and drink, or can you still live your life and do what you've done?
I, Yeah, I think that's the secret sauce with cross. First of all, the secret sauce is the relationships you make, Jim and John. You develop a whole new set of friends, 50, 100, 150 friends that you never had before, that are like-minded, and as we all know, relationships.
Yeah. Tom, can you stick around? I got a couple more questions I want to ask you. Can you stick around for another segment?
Yep.
All right, do that. And I just, you know, as I was preparing for this interview, I'm with Pat Paulson. Remember, he used to say, it's better to be healthy and rich than sick and poor.
Pat Paulson. Boy, you're pulling that one up about 1968.
And that's still good. All right, Tom, hang on. We'll be right back after our break. You're listening to WGBW with Mind on the Mayor.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on WGBW 97.9 FM 1590 AM. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'll tell you what, the beauty of the 250 series from Pella Windows and Doors is they have exclusive hidden screens which can stay inside the window while you're not using it. It's phenomenal. With the 250 series line, Pella's outstanding patio doors, if you bundle and save 250 series patio doors and 8 double hung windows with exclusive hidden screens, pay as low as $188 per month. That's a phenomenal deal. Visit PellaWI.com today. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 8/31 this month. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. They are amazing. And the screens right inside the windows are phenomenal.
And a great company. Great customer
company.
Service. You know, the Calowitz boys who own that. And the great employees. And, you know, besides... You know, that's an awesome product, but they have a lot of
a lot of great stuff there.
So you got to get down there and take a look at it.
And one other thing I have to say.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Just my imagination.
Yeah, what's
that? Away with me.
Yeah, it's your imagination. Yeah. So with Tom, the reason we have
just
that.
Just my imagination.
John was talking about getting into CrossFit, so we thought we'd play Just My Imagination.
Oh, wow.
We know that ain't going to happen.
Okay.
But
where that came from.
Back to you, Tom.
Big Wayne is also in the
house. Right.
By the way, Tom, Wayne is a... former bodybuilder, competitive bodybuilder. You're a champion, weren't you? State champ?
No, it was NPC Mr. Natural Wisconsin.
Okay.
2001.
But did you win it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. You're the state champion. I mean, that's phenomenal. And he's also a personal trainer, so he's right in the wheelhouse here. So I will let you two talk a little bit.
Right. Hey, Tom, the Big Wayne, the most muscular beekeeper in Suamico. Hey, quick question for you.
Well, that was a self-appointed title.
Right,
where did that come from?
You gave it to me. You
no,
gave
I
it
did.
To
no.
me. You did too.
No. Jim,
no.
did you?
No, not at all. No,
well,
I want to reintroduce Tom, though, in case people just tuned in. Tom Famre is just a local guy, De Pere, Wisconsin, great kids, great father, great financial guy, and... really back in 2000, he was always in pretty good shape, but really back in 2014, got into this whole CrossFit program. And as you've seen, unless you're living under a rock, Tom was named the second healthiest man in his age group in the world at the CrossFit tournaments in Madison. So in studio, we have Wayne, who's our, he is a bodybuilder, but he's also
was.
And is a beekeeper. He really understands nutrition.
All natural.
And Tom, we want to talk about the road to being healthy. Is it as scary as maybe some of us who haven't been on that road for a while think?
Let me ask you a question, Tom. So me, you know, being I was a bodybuilder, you're a CrossFitter. So when you compete in a sport that's very extreme like that, not just yourself, but your other CrossFit members, how would you task someone? How do you balance that with your everyday social life and family? Because obviously to become the second best fittest person in America, you're very dedicated, but you have to have balance and bring your family into it and get along that way.
Yeah, Wayne, it's you know, like anything in life, it's priorities, right? And it's what you determine in your life to be important. And you know, John asked me in the prior segment about, you know, what you have to do. Do you still have fun? Are you a teetotaler? Well, what happens is you start to experiment with things. And as I think everybody knows, nutrition is probably the most confusing topic on the planet. But, you know, where I dialed it in was just eating food. It sounds simple, but, you know, avoiding processed foods and things like that. And it becomes easier. You know, my wife bought into this, and she's the one that does the grocery shopping. She's the one that does the cooking. And, you know, we really went from, you know, not knowing much about nutrition to knowing a lot about nutrition. I mean, you just naturally learn a lot about it, and it's not hard. There's some simple concepts of, you know, and this is going to be contrary to, you know, what the government tells you should put in your body, you know, the old food pyramid. But, you know, one should really flip it upside down. You should eat your meat. You should eat your eggs. You should avoid seed oils and vegetable oils and lighten up on the carbs, no processed foods. I think John asked me about alcohol. You know,
No, that was Jim.
John, I asked on John's behalf, because John consumes a lot of alcohol.
Is that what a teetotaler is?
No, I have no idea where this comes from.
What is a teetotaler?
I've never drank a thing in front of him in my life.
John.
Okay, at a party once.
In the car on the way home.
Okay, that
twice. We had a whole glass of vodka. All right. Anyway, a teetotaler.
While you were going 90, I had to calm my nerves.
I was sober. Wow. Wayne, a teetotaler.
We apologize.
Okay. Anyway, let's talk about that. I mean, is it giving up stuff or moderation? Because I want people to get healthy, and I'm one of them.
Is there? I think we're using the word healthy and fit together, and I don't think they were. I mean, somebody could be really fit but not healthy, can't they? And somebody can be healthy and not fit.
Good distinction, because that is very, very true. You know, like I said, there's just certain things that one should avoid, and the main thing you should avoid is vegetable oils, because they're very processed. You know, you got to stick to the, and that's an easy thing to swap out. I mean, olive oil and avocado oil and coconut oil, those are delicious, right? So you're not giving any flavor or anything like that. But that's probably the biggest thing you can do. You know, the other thing, you know, it's nutrition. That's what you know, CrossFit on its own doesn't make you fit. But what it does is it makes aware for you, you know, the other parts of your life that can help you become healthy. And that is your nutrition, as we're talking about now. But also, you know, don't forget about sleep, guys, because that's probably, you know, number one on the list is making sure you're getting enough sleep. And I'm up early, which means I'm to bed really early too. But that probably, you know, changed my life more than anything else, is making sure you get enough sleep, especially as you age, right? So, you know,
with that sleep, and sleep, everybody says sleep is underrated, and you go and people talk about how important sleep is for your health. There may be some people who don't sleep all night. Were you on medication, or did you change your sleep habits? How do you get a good night's sleep?
I've never been on medication.
By running 5 miles a day and doing 100 burpees.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think that, you know, it all kind of, I think it's kind of symbiotic in that when you exercise, you know, you get the right amount of work, and your body then says, well, you know, I want to rest now. So I don't know. I just have never taken any prescription drugs to begin with, but I think it all feeds on itself. Is exercise helps you sleep. Sleep helps you exercise.
Right.
You know, you're just getting into a good routine.
That is good advice. Because
I'll tell you what your problem is, Jim.
Oh, geez, John, we're gonna guest on here.
I know, but I'm just saying, you have kind of anxiety. Like you told me about a couple of times, like you'd wake up at 3:30 in the morning and like worried about the show, like, oh, what are you gonna be talking about tomorrow? What are you need to let things go. I mean, you know what I mean? Yeah. Don't
right,
you agree?
Back
I think
to
you
our
got
guest.
The old mayor thing. I think that's. But I'm saying, wouldn't you agree though, Tom? Sometimes anxiety and stress, that's the biggest problem with people getting a good night's sleep.
100%, John. Yeah. Hey, I suffer from that too. You know, I'm working on a deal or I mean, at the CrossFit Games, you know, I've got this wearable device called a Whoop, WHOOP, and it tells you how you sleep. You know, are you ready for the next day's work? And you know, my numbers were crappy because, you know, I wasn't sleeping well. I was nervous. Mm. And, you know, that's that's natural. Everybody has that, but you know, you just don't want to sustain that for a long period of time.
So Tom, I don't know that we're, especially the people, well, Johnny and I will never be the second fittest man in the world, but some advice for people. Is there a great book you have? Is there a podcast you listen to? Is there, how do you get into, whoop, that was my phone. Sorry. Somebody just said they're really enjoying your interview. What do you advise for people that are kind of in your age group, 60 to 64, that would like to get back into shape so they can live to be a healthy 90?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people have been talking to me about, you know, what just happened to me and what's happened to me and how I can share that with other folks and what I can do to change the course maybe of some people. I've got a very good friend who's gone through this recent journey and his life is changing too. He's getting off of medications for, you know, he's getting off of statins, which, you know, I don't think are very good for a human. But I would just say, don't be nervous. Don't be scared to walk through the door. And it doesn't have to be a CrossFit gym. It can be anything. Just get yourself into a program that you move, and then everything else seems to fall into place. Okay, I just spent an hour at the gym, you know, working hard. Well, why would I want to go home and eat six donuts and ruin that? You know, it right. feeds upon itself, right? And I'd say just don't be afraid to walk through the door, because this stuff, you know, what are we all trying to achieve in life? We're all trying to be happy. And I think this is just a program, a prescription for happiness. And enjoying every day and smiling, and you know, this, you know, life is tough, but you know, you can really change the course of your happiness and not, you know, like I said earlier, not being a burden to your family when you're older. I think that's something you should do for your family. Right?
I will say this.
Take care of yourself.
This awesome. Is a little thing, but there's nothing that makes a person feel better than when you put on a pair of pants and it's like, hey, these are a little looser than they were.
Or they fit.
I mean, you talk about endorphins or adult, what is it? That's
endorphins,
I mean, you
yeah,
feel
yeah.
so good with yeah. that accomplishment. I yeah. will admit that.
And listen to what Tom's saying is that, you know, it just by going and working out for a half hour, an hour, you don't have to discipline yourself with donuts. That's going to, you're going to just know yeah. in your mind that, hey, look, I've got a new lifestyle going.
And remember when we started talking about the show and you said we're going to have like a treadmill in here and bikes and we're going to work out every day?
I did.
What happened to that?
I did. We've only been on the air, Tom, for a couple months. So we're working toward that. We're working. We need Tom in studio to help us. I don't know where to put the bike.
We got Big Wayne. He's a personal trainer. He already said he wanted us to do push-ups today, and you said no.
I want the mayor to ask me questions once Tom's off the air. Okay. And then I'll answer what he's asking
for. All right, but Tom, you're an inspiration. I'm sure you're hearing that too. And when I read about you in the paper, I'm like, I know this guy. And what an example you are. And is it safe to say it's never too late to start?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. I mean, there's a woman in the gym, Lois. I think she's close to 70, and she is just killing it. She looks great, and she's smiling, and like I told you, I've got a friend who's my age, 61, and he just started. His name is Dave Rickle. He just recently donated a kidney. He's a very selfless human being.
Wow.
And he got into nutrition and CrossFit because his doctors told him, in order for you to donate a kidney, you have to become healthier. And so he jumped on the program, and he's never been happier, you know. And now the doctors are saying you can get off of your prescription drugs, and it's life changing for people. And
yeah.
you know, I don't want to sound corny, but it really is. And just like I said, it makes you happy.
The people, I just want to, you know, we both know Erica from Newcomer, but just a great disposition on life, but she's very, very healthy, yep. and she knows she's going to live a long time, and she's in control of her body and her wellness, and as are you and other people that really and the other thing, I just want you to underscore that you can still have pizza and beer on occasion and maybe ice cream. I mean, it's not
absolutely.
He really wants you to say yes.
Yeah. When the CrossFit Games were done, they broke out the pizza and beer for us. I had a piece of pizza and I got the worst stomach ache you can imagine. absolutely, you can't. You know, if you really want that stuff, eat it, but not all the time.
All right.
But what you're gonna find out is that it doesn't taste very good, as good as you thought it did, and it kind of gives you a stomach ache, and you're like, wow, why do I need that?
All right. So, well, this is great that you've been on here. That you're an inspiration. I mean, that's the only word that comes to mind. And reading about you, just thanks for sharing your story. The good things are going to happen to you. You're going to live a long time, and I hope you write a book or do some kind of podcast. And definitely want to have you back on our show. So, Tom, thank you. Congratulations again. Second fittest man in the world, Tom Famray. You're listening to WGBW 1590 AM, 97.9 FM. We're going to be right back. Thank you, Tom. God bless.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a good look at Tuesday. Is it Tuesday?
All day.
Good look at Tuesday morning.
Was that interesting?
That was fantastic.
I mean, that guy is
But there
an
is
awesome
a thing.
Guy.
That's why I brought up that one thing. There's a difference between fit and healthy. You can be healthy without being fit, and you can be fit without being healthy.
Just try one of them, John.
I'm just saying. But anyway, Big Wayne is here too. And Big Wayne is a professional bodybuilder, professional.
just professional everything.
Personal trainer, the whole thing. One thing I want to talk to you about, because I was mentioning to you that I eat a lot of cottage cheese because I was taking a bunch of pills, you know, for my blood pressure, cholesterol, yada, yada, yada.
Right.
Things like that. Mm-hmm. And then I was having like coffee with it or a Diet Coke or Pepsi or something.
And six donuts.
Mm. So I had, you know, I'd have stomach problems in the morning. So I started taking cottage cheese, which I'd never eaten before, really. And, I really like it now, but it's so I asked Wayne, is that healthy? But then Wayne, so I want to talk a little bit about what are some of the foods people think they're eating that are healthy, which really are hidden, you know, have hidden ingredients that aren't.
Or a healthy food, but you can find a healthier portion, a healthier segment of that food.
Right.
Let's just talk with cottage cheese because I'm with Johnny. I like cottage cheese.
Well, especially like dairy products. You know, a lot of people think like, oh, yogurt, cottage cheese, they're healthy because it's got protein in it. But one thing you have to look out for when you're in the supermarket is, you know, because as a nation, we're just kind of getting more away from the, you know, the home farm, blah, blah, blah. We're adding processed stuff. Is look at the ingredients, and cottage cheese should have 3 to 5 ingredients. It shouldn't have 10, 15 ingredients because there's a lot of ingredients in there that they use to preserve the food. Salt, especially like in yogurts, yogurt can have a lot of sugar in it because you see, oh, I want cherry, I want blueberry. And then you look at the serving size and you're like, oh, I'm getting 30 grams of sugar in this, which, you know, sugar, unless you're super active, you don't need a lot of sugar because otherwise if you don't need it, it just gets converted to body fat.
So Johnny and I maybe want to go look at our cartons, and I'll say plural, of creamer, because Johnny and I both have a little coffee with our creamer, and we're looking at the expiration date, and it was February of 24.
It's probably probably got so much chemicals in it, it doesn't matter. It'd go till next year.
I know.
It does.
Maybe we should revisit
it's
that.
Bad for, cream is really bad for a person, isn't it?
No. Fat, you need fat in your diet. It's just you don't need everything else that comes along, because everyone's like, oh, I love cream, but then I want strawberry-flavored cream. I want this and that. And then all of a sudden, now it's just a big, you know, cotton candy mess.
Okay. We don't do that, but okay. Well, that's good. That's encouraging. What are some other foods that we think are healthy? Like, right? Because cottage cheese, you think is healthy. You think yogurt is healthy. You think that we're kind of missing it, or we need to read the labels closer.
So, things like a lot of processed anything in the middle of the grocery store, obviously, like chips, cereals, things like that.
I heard breakfast cereals are pretty bad generally, aren't they?
You know, but there is good. You know, you can get, whole, even breads, you know, like, oh, I've got whole grain bread here, but you look in the back and it's like 20 ingredients in this. I mean, you should have 4. Mrs. A-Frame Acres makes her own bread. There's basically 4 ingredients that should be in bread.
Okay, so that's good advice. So when we go to buy, first of all, isn't it Aren't you supposed to stay on the perimeter of the store? Yeah. Never go.
I've never heard this before.
No, well, Johnny, that's true. Okay, stick to the right.
Just really?
Right, Wayne, is that true?
Yeah, that's what they say.
That's where they're laid out.
This is.
Well, you know what we're gonna have? We're gonna have Mark Scogan on
Friday,
tomorrow. Isn't it tomorrow? Oh no, Thursday. I'm sorry, Thursday.
Thursday. Mark Scogan, who owns Festival Foods,
we'll
is coming
about
on.
This.
But we're gonna. But right, I mean, they tell you that. They tell you to do online shopping, but I can't do that.
I hate to tell people what to eat because the whole thing is be active. Because if you're not active, guess what? You can eat healthy food and you're still going to get heavier and unhealthy. So you have to do something to spark your metabolism. And the more you do that, whatever activities you do, then the more off chart you can go. So like, you know, hey, I love Pop-Tarts. I love chips. I love, you know, I eat that stuff in moderation, but I'll never take it away because that's what I like. But I make sure on the other end, I'm doing what I need to do, exercising, going for walks, keeping my metabolism going. So that's how I balance every day.
But let me ask this. So we've talked about, I don't know if you were in here, but I said about the Navy SEALs where they tell those guys, eat anything you want, eat as much as you want. Because I guarantee you, we're going to burn more calories than you can consume.
A teenage boy athlete in high school, eat shakes, eat pizza, eat, because their metabolisms are running 100 miles an hour.
Is there anything you can do? Because I remember something that a lot of there's another guy I want to talk to who was big into bodybuilding. But back in the day where, I'm trying to think of the name, because I remember there's a pitcher for the Baltimore Orioles that died from it. Ephemeral or something? It was a chemical you could literally buy. And it would get your metabolism really, really, really going.
Like I can't burn think of stuff.
Well, yeah, like a burn.
Ephedrine.
That's it.
Well, back in the day, the mix was you could buy ephedrine over the counter at gas stations because that was a bronchodilator. In fact, I took that during football games. It was crazy.
Wow.
I'm sorry, I didn't have a heart attack or something. But it was you take an ephedrine, an aspirin, and caffeine. Combination, yes. And that was like the bodybuilder lose weight recipe, but you'd get a heart attack after
this guy went to spring training. He was like 30 pounds overweight. They said, you're just not going to make the team unless, you know, you got fat and sassy all off season. So it was in Arizona or Florida. So he was taking, I think, exactly what you said, Wayne. And then after the workouts, running in like the hottest part of the day, you know, with like a sweatshirt on, and he dropped dead.
Your blood just goes boom, your heart boom.
And
boom,
they said basically his heart almost exploded type of thing from that stuff. Yeah. So, I mean, that's illegal now, isn't it?
Yeah, they took it off the shelf.
That's what I thought.
Well, as they should.
But is there anything else naturally that'll get metabolism going?
Just exercise. Just get up and go.
I mean, really, that's...
I was looking for such an easy...
I was telling Johnny that with the U.S. Conference of Mayors, we get into health, you know, walk with the mayor, just anything you do to promote health and wellness in your community. And we had the... what's the head of the CDC? What's his title? Whatever.
What's the CDC?
Down in Atlanta, the people who run the
disease control.
And he came and said, "Look, he just had one of those little pill bottles. Because if I could write one prescription, and think about that with all the anxiety going on, depression, heart disease, diabetes. Because if I could write one prescription and put it in this bottle, it would be to walk 30 minutes a day." That's what he said to a bunch of mayors, 400 mayors there. And he goes, that's the prescription for health in your community. I know there's a lot more to it, right, with eating, right? But just like you said earlier, Wayne, is just to get out and move, and hopefully we'll get like
move and slow down. Everyone just needs to slow down. Everyone's so busy running here, running there, and then, I'm hungry, I'm going to stop at fast food. And then they're not getting sleep. Prioritize.
Right. And like Tom said too, you don't have to be the world's second healthiest guy. I mean, you can just take it in moderation. And I hope we can get that. John would be third. He's getting there. Madison. So, all right.
Well, isn't there something about 10,000 steps a day or something, too?
Yeah, it's like a mile.
Okay, is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Again, it's just a goal. it's like this goal.
John, let's start trying to think how far.
It's walking, not driving. So just
okay, listen to Wayne. This from the guy who said this will be so great in the summer. I'm going to walk to work every day. How many times have you done that?
Okay.
How many times?
We're out of time.
How many times?
We're going to be right back. We got a great next hour coming up.
You listen to
in the house.
Big Wayne,
most muscular beekeeper.
I know the mayor.
Back up.
WGBW. Oh.